most of us are going to edit it ourselves. And I totally recommend that, because when you're in the moment of a conversation, things will come out of your mouth that are not visually pleasing, or quite frankly, audio pleasing, that you won't catch until you hear them over and over as you're editing yourself. There's just no way around that. It's a skill set. You learn it. It will annoy you once you detect it, and then it will annoy you every time you do it thereafter. And that's how I learned to stop doing the things I didn't like. So with that being said, those, I guess, would be my two starting points. Edit yourself. Be the editor. Do not outsource editing.
This is Tools of the Podcast Trade, where you can learn about the tools and resources you can use to start and grow your podcast. Tune in each week as we talk about the help you need to remove the mystery from podcasting so you can become a successful podcaster that can reach your audience where they are.
My guest today is Joe Rocky Jr., podcast host, and the name of his podcast is called Father and Joe. Welcome, Joe, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. As he said there, I did create the podcast Father and Joe. My co-host there is Father Bonavis Six. And what we attempt to do is try to reunite people, A, with themselves, in better relationship with others, and then obviously in better relationship with God as well. So that's how we really try to accomplish things at Father and Joe, try to wish that every person lived this way, then society would be a lot better overall. And the way to fix society is to first fix yourself, and then by extension, your relationships with those in your immediate circles.
Okay, so I want to get into that. That sounds exciting. But before we do, I want you to tell us who Joe Rocky is.
Well, I have done a lot of different things in my life. So depending on one is hard. One of the very few people in this country who have created a business from scratch and have had it succeed for over a decade. That's a very hard thing to do. I have done it. I did it through the vehicle of real estate. Obviously, as you mentioned here, I've been 5 years of doing Father and Joe. And I actually am in the process of, as we're recording this, process of launching a second podcast. This one's more of a video-based series that's on YouTube. That's called Local Football Flavor. So those are the three kind of main components of what's going on with my life right now, at least in the professional realms.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And back to Father and Joe. So Do I understand that the father in this case is your heavenly father?
No, that's actually the title of Father Boniface Hicks. So in the Catholic faith, priests are called fathers.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So what made you wanted to start a podcast and now a second one? What is it about podcasting that fascinates you?
Well, with the first one, Father and Joe, we started that in the transition that happened between Trump and Obama. And without a doubt, that was not a smooth transition. I don't care what side you're on, that's pretty well established. And in the country, it was presented that every person became a Fox person or a CNN person, and that you weren't supposed to talk to the other side. Basically, people started making characters of the other side and didn't want to have any communication. Eventually, at one point, trying to communicate and bring people together was such a crime. I believe it was at the Oscars that the guy who said it essentially got destroyed. So those are all very bad signs for society. In world history, anytime a culture or civilization or a nation has ostracized one part of its population against another, it has always ended in one of three ways. Either A, they go to war with someone else, they have a civil war within themselves, or they have a genocide within themselves, which is just a one-sided civil war. So none of those options are very good. So the Catholic Church has obviously been around for 2,000 years that has seen a lot of different civilizations get to this point. Some of them mellow out where they don't boil over into these problems, and some of them not. So we just basically looked and said, well, what can we do in this modern era of technology to try to reach as many people as possible to essentially bring virtue and God back into their hearts to try to mellow out and be willing to listen to something that you don't want to hear? And that's really was the origin of why we wanted to create Father and Joe. And unfortunately, the way our culture is that when people hear something about Jesus or God, they get this like pit in their stomach that they want to run away and hide from. Because we all have some thought of something that happened to us when we were younger that we just don't want to think about, let alone see the light of day. And in most people's experience, that's the bruise that people just push on and say, if you don't do anything about it, you're going to have a very bad life and burn in hell. And that's really not what we do at all at Father and Joe. We try to start by saying we need to increase the relationship we have with ourselves. That's the starting point. But the way that most people miss it is that you need to have a relationship with God to help that. And it really does help. And at the end of every episode, we try to give something that you can concretely do in your life that will help that, both within yourself and around you. And some of the exercises are self-explanatory, like find someone in your life that you wish you had a better relationship with, that you used to have a good relationship, and give them a call, not a Facebook, not a tweet, but an actual call. And it's amazing how just little things like that, by being the one who actually makes the phone call, you know, 10, it's all it is 10 buttons and a green button. I mean, it's not really, it's how all our phones work. It's not really complicated. But it's amazing about how much that will change your day and your upcoming week, and how just things that you didn't even know that you buried in the back of your mind set a better foundation for every other aspect of the calendar that you have for the upcoming week. It's something that's remarkable that we really tried to help and push. And that's just one of countless examples that we've done. We do a new episode every Tuesday, and we've been doing it for 5 years. So I've given out a lot of different things like this, and as his father, the things that we can implement in our lives to really help ourselves and then those around us.
Okay. All right. So how has God helped you in your life? Don't give me a general thing. If you can give specific, I'd like that. But also how he plays a role in your success as a real estate agent or whatever it is you did in real estate.
Yeah, so I guess the easiest way to describe to people what I'm doing in real estate is, you ever watch those TV shows where they flip a house? Mm-hmm. That's basically what I do. I buy a broken house, I make it better, I resell it. Sometimes I rent it, but that's basically what I do. So where it really comes into play is, so that there's a couple of virtues that we try to discuss a lot that really implement how to make our lives better. And the four that I focus on are prudence, which basically is just thinking about things and becoming more intelligent about a situation. Courage, which is when things are a little awkward, still figuring out a way to say that feeling that's inside of you, hopefully in a way that's coherent, but at least in a way that it gets out of you and into the conversation you're having. Justice in treating everyone fairly. And then temperance, which is essentially knowing your place and delaying gratification. So humility is a subset of temperance. It's the thing I think this country is missing the most. But nonetheless, where it has, as a direct example, is when you're dealing with the crews, in my case, that are actually doing the work to make the house better. In the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing. So just by virtue of learning that, I have become more prudent in praying and asking, like, how do I actually know if these people are lying to me or not? That has been a skill over the 10 years that certainly came together. The courage of calling people out when I know I'm getting lied to is certainly a big part of that. And then the temperance to realize that it's not always about what the crew wants. It's sometimes what I have a desire to matters too. Because I had this tendency in the beginning of getting walked over because I would always give in to whatever complaint or excuse they had. And I just accepted it on face value rather than digging into it a little deeper and realize, you know, if I keep letting everyone slide, there's not going to be any money left for myself or my family. So we have to actually enforce rules and treat people like adults. So that's, while that's not one specific instance, that is the funnel of how the virtues have really intersected into my business.
Yeah, I like that. And I like the courage part because the courage, I've been a real estate agent, so I know it's not an easy thing to do. And to flip houses, which I'm familiar with, takes courage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of courage. And it takes a lot of courage to deal with different individuals and varying thought processes when you're going through, sure, you know, rebuilding a property and things like that. So I understand that. So thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is Joe grateful for today?
Well, I'm always grateful to get an opportunity to talk about Father and Joe. The more people that we can tell it about, I think it's as great as it can be. You know, it's something that I really do enjoy doing. I enjoy recording them, obviously, but I really do like that every single month essentially has been better than the month before. And there's not really an end for this trajectory. And we're really glad that people are growing and sharing it and that it clearly people are listening and getting something out of it, because the retention numbers that we have are incredibly strong. So okay. To me, that's the thing that I'm really glad about is that obviously I'm happy it's successful. I mean, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but I'm happy it's actually meaning something. It's not like people are just coming by once, checking it out, getting nothing out of it, and never coming back. It's the opposite. Basically, once someone comes to us, we become part of their weekly routine to listen to it and for 20, 25 minutes to get something out of it.
Right. Well, it's good. It's like a well. They keep coming back to replenish themselves. So that's mm-hmm. a good podcast to have.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. And how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah. So the most direct way, if you want to get in touch with me for anything with business, it's the number 412thewordhomes@gmail.com. I set up that email explicitly for this purpose, for people to reach out to me for business reasons. And then obviously the podcast is called Father and Joe. And that's just three words, Father and Joe. It's an audio only podcast. It's anywhere you can get an audio podcast. It's there.
Okay. All right. So as you know, Tools of the Podcast Trade is for podcasters, but mainly new and up and coming podcasts. Give us two pieces of advice from a business standpoint and a podcast host standpoint for podcasters, like somebody who wants to start a podcast, especially.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I'm in the process of starting one right now. I just created a local football flavor where we talk to NFL fans about what's going on with their team. You know, a lot of information that national people tend to miss because they want to do 2 seconds to get to the next team. We go in deep about a specific arena depending on who our guest is and where they're from. So okay. I'm going through all this right now. So the difference between Father and Joe and local football flavor, there's a lot of difference. First is local football flavor is being designed to be profitable. Father and Joe essentially is a service mission that I'm okay if I spend my own money and don't get anything back. So the starting point is there. Is the intent for service or is the intent to make money? I'm assuming most of the people listening to this want to make money, which is fine and cool. I totally understand that. So you need to figure out upfront, is your main goal an audio or a video based? Because you go about the recording process of those very differently. For mm-hmm. instance, you know, we all have a finite pool of money like that we want to put into this project of podcasting. So do we want to put it in arenas that are going to be beneficial at the end? So if we're going for a video-based podcast, we need to make sure that our software that we're using is something that's going to be able to add the graphics that we want, be easy for in use while we're doing it. I personally use StreamYard. I love what they do for my video ones, but I don't use them for my audio one. Basically because my audio only one, I don't need to pay for all these extra special features because no one literally will see it. So why spend money on it? So that's the first thing. I think a lot of people try to monetize their ads because of whichever service you're in. There's billions of them that will sell you ad reads. I think a lot of people try to do that too soon in the process. What I would say is, especially with your first couple episodes, you know, your first 10 to 50 hours of recording, you really need, or it's going to take that to get your voice to really figure out, because most of us are going to edit it ourselves. And I totally recommend that because right. when you're in the moment of a conversation, things will come out of your mouth that are not visually pleasing or quite frankly, audio pleasing that you won't catch until you hear them over and over as you're editing yourself. There's just no way around that. It's a skill set. You learn it. It will annoy you once you detect it, and then it will annoy you every time you do it thereafter. And that's how I learned to stop doing the things I didn't like. So with that being said, those would be my two starting points. Edit yourself. Be the editor. Do not outsource editing. And especially with audio ones, every second counts. In the YouTube visual space, you can put up flashy things to literally distract people. But in the audio one, I mean, think about it. People are driving in their cars for most podcasts are listening to that are audio based. It's only your words and an annoying trip to work that most people are dealing with. So every ounce of your quality has to come through there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I like the part about editing your own. That's what Jordan Harbinger suggests as well. And I find that when you edit the interviews, especially, it gets you more familiar with the subject matter and your guests. So thank you. Yeah,
absolutely. And if you're doing a guest-based show, you want to make sure that you're going to be able to have rapport. I mean, that's, I guess, the most important part, because I think we've all listened to an interview before. It's like, these people don't have a connection and there's awkward silences and they're not fun. So you want to avoid that. It's a long story short.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So anything else?
I guess that's the main things, like I said. And then when you go to select your ads, make sure they're things that you're comfortable with. Don't just select an ad for anything. Make sure it's something that you're comfortable representing, because at the end of the day, you've effectively become the employee. So if you're someone that, for whatever reason, just like cannot stand Frosties, don't represent Wendy's. Like, I think that's pretty straightforward, but it's amazing how many people don't, because they're just so desperate for an initial return of revenue. And it's really not worth it. I mean, you have to have some line. Now, there's a lot of, don't get me wrong, there's a ton of amoral decisions that we have just clicked whatever pays more. There's nothing wrong with that, because most things I don't care about. Like most political stances or whatever, I just say no to all politics. But like, I don't care if it's Nike or Adidas or whatever. Like, a shoe's a shoe. Like, you're paying me more to talk about yours, let's do it. But if it's something like, we don't do politics at all. Because to me, there's no profit in it. It doesn't matter what their check is. I'm not going to alienate half of my potential viewing audience over nothing. Like, and we try to avoid companies that are constantly making political stances. To us, it was a calculated decision. We haven't really seen any ramifications of it, but we know what could have been wrong had you picked the wrong side of some argument, because it's amazing how many political choices are awesome today and then hated 30 days from now for literally the same sentence. So we just don't even play that game.
Yeah. I guess when you're depending on your subject matter and your audience, you have to be careful about ads and the guests you have on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And part of that's like, you do it alone. And if you're just going to know what it is, there's people who are definitely better than I of getting comments back. Because that's not something I normally strive for. But if you can get an audience that actually does consistently give you comments, interaction is very helpful. Because I mean, what's the best way to know what your audience is than having them tell you?
Yeah.
On that note, you need to know, is this actually my audience or is this outside of my zone? Because just from a business marketing standpoint, don't try to be everything to everyone. Find of the spectrum of all 100% of people out there, find that 15% that you want to target, and then just stay in that zone. And obviously you're not targeting the other 85%, but the NFL is really popular in America. It is not 100% popular around the world. It's about 15%. And even within the NFL, we try to talk about all teams, and a lot of different players come up. There's some players that no one wants to talk about ever, and some people they don't ever shut up about. So it's like balancing those lines is how we look at it. And to me, it's more important to figure out what your zone is early and try to stay there, especially if you're starting up front. We spent more time planning for Local Football Flavor than we have actually recording it. And that's true for every individual episode. So that effectively should be a true statement for perpetuity, because when I know I have a fan coming out about a team that's not the Steelers, which I live in Pittsburgh, I know the Steelers, the rest of them, not so much so. So if I have a team, especially in the other conference that we play once every 4 years, I spend probably 4 hours doing research before we do the hour interview. So I think that having that knowledge of what you want to talk about makes just everything more intellectual and better. Even if you're about to talk to someone from San Francisco and you have no desire in his wide receiver that he keeps talking up and he's horrible, but you at least have insight about why you don't like him. So you can have an intelligent conversation, even if you disagree. So I guess that's the other part. It's okay to disagree with your guests.
Yeah. Well, it makes for more interesting conversation, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe Rocky, host of Father and Joe podcast. And what's your new podcast called
again? It's Local Football Flavor.
Local Football Flavor. So check him out. Check out his YouTube channel, right?
Yep. Local Football Flavor is on YouTube. So the other one is on audio. Father and Joe's on audio. Local Football Flavor is on YouTube.
Yep. Absolutely. Joe is also a real estate entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And that's an exciting topic for me too. So thank you for coming and talking to me, Joe.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm pretty sure what you said is going to benefit podcast listeners, especially those who want to make their podcasts better. So
I hope so.
Yes, for sure. Thank you. Got questions about podcasting? Do you find yourself struggling with the tools and strategies that you know will help you launch and grow your show? Why not join the newest Podcasters Club, where you can get your questions answered by me or one of our guest experts? The link to our next meeting is below. Sign up today and don't let confusion about podcasting stop you from owning your genius. Whether you're an individual or a nonprofit, the newest Podcasters Club is where podcasters come for answers. Link below for our next meeting.